He still will not publicly identify his source in the CIA leak case. After declaring, quote, I have kept my word for 2 years, the Time magazine reporter said he will tell a grand jury who in the Bush administration leaked the agent's name. George Bush collided with a local police officer in Scotland and fell during a bicycle ride on the grounds of the Glen Eagles Golf Resort. He's attending the G8 summit meeting. Bush suffered scrapes in his hands and arms, requiring bandages by the White House physician. The police officer taken to a local hospital, apparently suffering an ankle injury. It was raining lightly at the time of the incident. The fall, though, did not seem to affect Bush's schedule. Dressed in a tuxedo with no signs of distress, he attended a dinner hosted by British Queen Elizabeth. Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair are advocating opposite positions at this G8 summit. Blair has pledged to keep pushing for more aid to combat poverty in Africa and global warming, the two issues he's made the focus of this year's meeting. Bush is backing less Africa aid than Blair has been seeking, and he leveled fresh criticism at the Kyoto Treaty on global warming. Police, meanwhile, battle thousands of protesters on the outskirts of the town as the leaders of the U.S., Japan, Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Canada, and Russia gathered for the annual economic summit. The Pentagon says it's holding 5 U.S. citizens suspected of helping militants in Iraq. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says 3 of them are Iraqi-Americans, 1 is Iranian-American, and the other a Jordanian-American. Whitman says one of the Iraqi-Americans knew of plans for an attack. Another may have been involved in a kidnapping. He says the third was engaged in suspicious activity, as he called it. The spokesman says the Iranian-American was captured with several dozen washing machine timers in his car. They say those can be used to make bombs. Relatives in Los Angeles identified him as Cyrus Carr. They say he was in Iraq to film a documentary on the founder of Persia. His family says Carr has been cleared, and there is no legal authority for his detention. Whitman says all 5 are being jailed inside Iraq. This is Air America Radio News.
Somewhere at an undisclosed location, a vehicle is being loaded for an extraordinary mission. Cargo, satellite global positioning system, secure infrared mobile communications, and a large bag of flies. He's lean. He's green. He's headed your way.
Well, hello.
GEICO proudly presents The Gecko.
Come see the Gecko, appearing at the State Fair Meadowlands July 8th to the 10th. Yes, the Gecko from GEICO will be there in person to say hello, give away free gifts for the kids, and give you a chance to spin the Gecko wheel for a special prize. He may be small, but he's the biggest name in car insurance savings, and he'll be appearing at the State Fair Meadowlands at Meadowlands Sports Complex July 8th to the 10th. So look for him. He'll be looking for you.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
This is Rachel Maddow. If you've been kicked out of Oprah's book club for disorderly conduct, I'm here to give you the good news that the Rachel Maddow Show book club is forming. Our first subject is Rick Manondog Santorum's It Takes a Family. We'll discuss how much worse abortion is than slavery, how to prevent kids' weird socialization in something the infidels call school, and how feminism perverts women's desires to make them actually want to leave the house. All that and more on Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show.
On Air America Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. I don't know. My head's kind of spinning right now. There's just too much happening. The jailing of Judith Miller today did not leave me with mixed emotions like I thought it would. On the one hand, oh my God, look what they're doing, jailing a reporter. On the other hand, she deserves it. I've come down on the side of she deserves it. Now, I disagree completely and with vigor. Those who are saying today that Judith Miller is some sort of martyr for the cause of journalistic integrity, she is not. Or those that say she's upholding the tradition of protecting whistleblowers who go to the press with evidence of official wrongdoing, like, Deep Throat. To the contrary, Judith Miller is protecting the very people who would kill the whistleblower. And all those who came into contact with him. Remember when Joe Wilson wrote his column for the New York Times saying, this is all bat squeeze. None of this is true about this yellow cake, this uranium from the African country of Niger. That's when his wife was outed. That's when her life was put in danger and all the lives that she touched. You know, in that fuzzy world of international espionage, Judy Miller is protecting the very people who would kill all these folks, who have probably, in fact, killed a big handful of them. You know what I'm saying? Judith Miller is the exact opposite of the journalist who risked it all to protect her sources. She is, in fact, an important cog in the Bush crime family's wheel of injustice and lies and deceptions, war, murder, and mayhem. It was her writing in the New York Times, not just hers, but hers was the most oft-quoted by members of the Bush crime family, that helped shape public opinion regarding the lies used in the lead-up to the invasion of Iraq and the subsequent deaths of tens of thousands of civilians and U.S. soldiers. We all know this. We know how many people are dead. Judith Miller is drenched in blood. Her sources were Bush clients like Ahmad Shalabi, the convicted felon and international fugitive, who now is the head of Iraq's oil ministry. Huh? And Miller's use of Shalabi to raise support for an illegal war raises questions, in my mind anyway, as to Judith Miller's connections to the U.S. CIA. Now, it's pretty common knowledge, who was it that said a couple of years ago that any prominent journalist in America, or every prominent journalist in America, had become a CIA asset? I'm sure it was 20 or 30 years ago. But Judith Miller defines the use of members of the press to spread official government propaganda. And I have a feeling that Miller is also part of this, the CIA media cabal, and the events that led to her jailing are nothing more than a warning to other journalists not to, you know, don't go too far off the plantation in your search for a Pulitzer Prize, you know. Judith Miller, in my opinion tonight, is right where she belongs, if she is in fact in a jail cell. And Robert Novak and Karl Rove belong in the cells adjacent to hers. So if you are feeling any outrage, if you're feeling any outrage at the fact that it appears, doesn't it appear that a journalist who is withholding her sources, she is now in jail. She's not protecting her sources. She's not covering a whistleblower. She's protecting murderers and killers and people who would destroy everything about this country. This is how the right wing works. This is how the right wing works in government. This is how it works in religion. This is how it works in media. Now, Salon.com, James Moore, writing at Salon a year ago, had some things to say. Let me quote some of what he said. He wrote, when the full history of the Iraq War is written, one of its most scandalous chapters will be about how American journalists, in particular those at the New York Times, so easily allowed themselves to be manipulated by both dubious sources and untrustworthy White House officials into running stories that misled the nation about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. The New York Times, by the way, finally acknowledged all these errors months ago in an extraordinary and lengthy note from the editors published in the paper. The editors at the time wrote, quote, we have found instances of coverage that was not as rigorous as it should have been. In some cases, the information that was controversial then and seems questionable now was insufficiently qualified or allowed to stand unchallenged. Looking back, the Times wrote, we wish we had been more aggressive in reexamining the claims as new evidence emerged or failed to emerge. And then they said this, we consider the story of Iraq's weapons and the pattern of misinformation to be unfinished business. End quote. What that is, Truth Seeker, is an admission by these sons of bitches that their newspaper, the newspaper of record, the New York Times News Service, would send out Judith Miller's dispatches, Judith Miller's stories, and it would be picked up by newspapers around the country, not to mention around the world, as received wisdom. The New York Times was as instrumental in bringing about this war, at least whipping up public support for this war as anybody in the Bush crime family could have. This is a failure of media in this country on a monumental level. Now, what I saw today when Judith Miller was sentenced to an indeterminate sentence for contempt, what I saw today all around the dial were journalists and legal scholars bemoaning the fact that here a reporter, bless her little heart, was going to jail for not revealing her sources, which is a damnable lie. She is going to jail because she is covering up a crime that has so far cost 100,000 plus lives. This is not a reporter protecting her sources when her sources are whistleblowers trying to get the truth out to the public of crimes and misdemeanors being committed by their government. No, sir. No, ma'am. This is a co-conspirator, Judith Miller. And I don't care who appointed this judge that put her ass in jail today. I don't care if it was a Democrat, a Republican, liberal, or conservative. The guy did exactly what he should have done. Judith Miller belongs in prison. Miller is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and so-called authority on the Middle East. Now, her editors have got to share a large portion of the blame. But it was Miller who wrote the articles. It was Miller's byline. It was Miller who clearly placed too much credence on these scummy, unreliable sources, whether they were in the Bush government or in Iraq. And then incredulously used dubious administration officials to confirm what she was told. And as James Moore writes, of all Miller's unreliable sources, the most unreliable was Ahmed Shalabi. Remember him? He now heads the Iraq oil ministry, a convicted felon, an international fugitive, a paid whore of the Bush crime family of the worst kind. Ahmed Shalabi also belongs in prison, along with Robert Novak, along with Dick Cheney, along with Judith Miller, along with Karl Rove, because let's not forget who the other source was. Remember, two sources. One is Karl Rove. The other is the death master himself, Dick Cheney. You know it. I know it. Why not just go ahead and say it?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers in compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Again, using James Moore's article from May 2004 in Salon.com, quoting from it freely here. Moore writes that, or he reminds us, a story by Judith Miller and her co-reporter Michael Gordon that appeared on the front porch of the New York Times on Sunday morning, September 2002. This is before the war, okay? The front page story was titled, Threats and Responses, The Iraqis, U.S. says Hussein intensifies quest for A-bomb parts. Okay, now that's what, if you subscribe to the Times, even if you don't, that's what readers in New York Times around the world saw on Sunday in September 2002. Miller and Gordon wrote that an intercepted shipment of aluminum tubes were going to be used as centrifuges, and that was evidence that Hussein was building a uranium gas separator in order to develop nuclear material. And that story quoted National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice invoking that image of mushroom clouds over America. Now, the story had tremendous impact. And that very Sunday, as James Moore writes, that very Sunday, Rice, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, they all did appearances on the Sunday morning talk shows, and they cited the first-rate journalism of the liberal New York Times. Judith Miller and Michael Gordon had found the truth. No single story did more to advance the political cause of the neocons that were driving the Bush administration to avoid or to invade Iraq. But the story was not true. The aluminum tubes were not usable in a centrifuge. Aluminum, which has not been used in uranium gas separators since the 50s, has been replaced by steel. And James Moore goes on to explain, and I won't bother you with it here, why the story was impossible from a physics or a nuclear physics point of view. Now, as Moore writes, the probable source for that story, in addition to U.S. intelligence operatives, was somebody named Adnan Saeed, an Iraqi defector that was introduced to Judith Miller by Shalabi. Miller had quoted this freak in a December 2001 report when Saeed had told her he had worked on nuclear operations in Iraq and that there were at least 20 banned weapons facilities undergoing repairs. Of course, no such facilities existed, meaning that Mr. Saeed was either lying or horribly uninformed, or perhaps, maybe a CIA asset himself? Maybe someone who worked for the Bush crime family? Huh? A former employee of Halliburton? A future employee of Halliburton? Who knows? Miller said, I had no reason to believe that what I reported at the time was inaccurate. I believed the intelligence information I had at the time. I sure didn't believe they were making it up. But as James Moore says in Salon, Miller's entire journalistic approach was flawed. A few months after the aluminum tube story broke, a former CIA analyst who had observed Miller's professional products and relationships for years, explained how simple it was to manipulate this correspondent and her newspaper. The analyst said, quote, "The White House had a perfect deal with Ms. Miller. Shalabi is providing the Bush people with the information they need to support their political objectives with Iraq, and Shalabi is also supplying the same material to Judith Miller at the same time. So Shalabi tips her on something and then goes to the White House, which has already heard the same thing from Shalabi, and she gets it corroborated by some insider that she always describes as a, quote, senior administration official." You see how this works? I'm not going too fast for you, right? Okay? Shalabi tells Judith Miller a lie. Shalabi also pushes that lie onto the willing ears in the Bush crime family. So both Miller and the Bush crime family have it. Miller goes to her famous senior administration officials to get corroboration, and of course they say, oh yeah, yeah, that's true, absolutely, yeah. She also, Miller also got the Pentagon to confirm things for her, which made sense since they were working so closely with Shalabi. Too bad, James Moore writes, Judith Miller didn't spend a little more time talking to people in the intelligence community who had information that contradicted almost everything Shalabi said. It's astonishing. Now, as the Salon article points out, and again, this was written by James Moore a year ago, as the Salon article points out, too bad this Salon article didn't appear on the front page of every major newspaper in the country, right? But as James Moore points out, Judith Miller's centrifuge story, although the most influential, was not the most egregious of her pieces. It wasn't the worst one. And I'll share with you what James Moore at Salon calls her worst piece when we come back. Stay with us. Oh, by the way, am I upset because Judith Miller's in prison tonight? No, I celebrate it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Planet Check. The green,
Radio Minute.
Farmers and consumers are losing out.
Farmers are now taking in just 19 cents of every consumer dollar spent on food.
That's Christopher D. Cook, author of a new book, Diet for a Dead Planet.
The other 81 cents goes to marketing and processing and packaging.
Consumers are paying phenomenally high rates above what the farmers are getting for their crops.
Produce is routinely marked up between 500% and 1,000% above what the supermarkets pay to the produce wholesalers.
Diet for a Dead Planet is an investigation of the entire food industry in America.
Really destroying our environment, damaging public health, and decimating the countryside.
More online at dietforadeadplanet.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins' discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Just a reminder, Cindy Sheehan will be with us tomorrow night. Second hour of the program? Okay. Exactly at this time. All right. We truly have gone through the looking glass with the Bush crime family. Every single thing that they say is a lie or a distortion. And I defy anyone. I don't care if it's the pig man or one of his knuckleheads to contact this program and give me one example where what the Bush crime family has said or done has not been a distortion of the truth. But this terrible, terrible regime that has taken over America has also had as its primary enabler the media in this country. Television and the New York Times are the two most egregious. Now, one of the people that came out today and stood there with the sorrowful look on his face, bemoaning the jailing of one of his writers, was the executive editor of the New York Times, the head editor, what the hell, Bill, whatever his name is. There he was with his hangdog expression. And I thought to myself when I was watching, of course you're going to stand there and moan, you son of a bitch. It was your newspaper. It was your paper who contributed so much up to this death and destruction. Your paper. Damn you. Ooh, did I get a little upset there? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get that weird and radical. But when I think about how, you know, say what you like, but Woodward and Bernstein and the editor of Ben Bradley of the Washington Post, what they did in exposing criminal activity and during the Nixon saga, and then you take a look at what the New York Times and Judith Miller and some of these other bastards have done to support the criminal activity of the Bush crime family, I don't know about you, I just want to tear my hair out. I just want to go insane. This is not what was taught in journalism school. This is not what is taught in courses on ethics and proper behavior and justice. Oh, my God. So there they all stand, and I didn't hear anybody. I have heard nobody, which is not to say I've watched all the TV, but I've heard nobody, not one single commentator on any network. I'm sure there must be one or two out there who have said anything except, oh, poor Judith Miller. Look what the dirty-ass rotten government is doing to her. No, that's not true. Judith Miller is covering up a crime. She's not protecting a whistleblower. Now back to James Moore writing in Salon a year ago. He said the centrifuge story about the nuclear tubes, the aluminum tubes are going to be used to make bombs. That was not Judith Miller's most egregious example of her criminality, her willingness to be a whore for these people and take us into war. James Moore says a story titled Illicit Arms Kept Till Eve of War, an Iraqi scientist is said to assert, that's the title, was based on a source she had never met or even interviewed. For that story, Miller watched a man in a baseball cap from a distance, this was in Iraq, who pointed at the desert floor, and then she used that as a basis for filing a story that confirmed that the United States had discovered, in her words, precursors to weapons of mass destruction, end quote. Now, according to her sources, in something called the Mobile Exploitation Team Alpha of the U.S. Army, this unnamed scientist from Hussein's Weapons of Mass Destruction program had told them that the building blocks of weapons of mass destruction were buried right there where he was pointing. And Miller explained to James Moore months later that she had seen a letter from the man written in Arabic and translated for her that gave his claims credence. What?! Then the next day, she was on national television, including the news hour of Jim Lehrer, proclaiming that what had been discovered with this moron in the baseball cap pointing at the desert, what had been discovered was, quote, more than a smoking gun, end quote, and was, quote, a silver bullet in the form of an Iraqi scientist, end quote. Then in an interview with Ray Suarez on NPR, Miller began using the plural, scientists, and implied that there was more than one source. And then she gave the Bush administration credit for creating, quote, a political atmosphere where these scientists can come forward, end quote. You see this? You see this? Do you understand? Do you understand, Truth Seeker? Do you understand what Judith Miller and the New York Times did? Aside from the Valerie Plame thing. There's not a person in this country tonight with an IQ above room temperature who doesn't understand and know who the two sources were. Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. Oh, my God. Ari Fleischer may have been the third source. So Judas Miller goes to jail, and everybody in the press establishment, whose reputations are at butt level right now or lower, everyone in the press establishment wants us, you and me, to rend our garments and gnash our teeth and flail ourselves with a cat of nine tails, metaphorically speaking, because the press has been assaulted tonight. Oh, bat squeeze! Judith Miller is in jail because she is an accessory after the fact to mass murder and a war. God! So anyway, the story about the silver bullet, the smoking gun, that story was trumpeted by the usual lineup of traitors to this country, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, and it was zapped off to regional newspapers via the Times Wire service, and doing that acquired even more dramatic purchase in the minds of us Americans. The Rocky Mountain News blared, illegal material spotted! The Seattle Post-Intelliger, outlawed material destroyed by the Iraqis before the war! And on and on and on. None of it was true. None of it. Now, James Moore, towards the end of his piece here in Salon, writes the following. The failure of Miller and the Times reporting on Iraq are far greater sins than those of the paper's disgraced Jason Blair. Remember him? While the newspaper's management casts Blair into outer darkness after his deceptions, Judith Miller and other reporters who contributed to sending America into a war have been shielded from full scrutiny. The Times plays an unequaled role in the national discourse, and when it publishes a front-page piece about aluminum tubes and mushroom clouds, that story very quickly runs away from home to live on its own. The day after Miller's tubes narrative showed up, Andrea Mitchell of NBC News went on national television to proclaim, quote, they were the kind of tubes that could only be used in a centrifuge to make nuclear fuel, end quote. Nora O'Donnell of NBC had already told the network's viewers the day before of the, quote, alarming disclosure, end quote. And the New York Times Wire Service distributed Judith Miller's reports to dozens of papers across the landscape. Invariably, all these newspapers gave Judith Miller's story prominence. And sadly, the sons and daughters of America were sent marching off to war wearing the boots of a well-told and widely disseminated lie. So if you want to cry tonight for somebody, don't cry for Judith Miller. Don't cry for Judith Miller. Cry for the Americans who are dead. Cry for the Iraqis who are dead. Cry for the families in the United States who get the knock on the door and they look outside and they see the military chaplain and an officer and a non-com standing there with the bad news. Your son has died for George W. Bush. Ah, these filthy pigs. Come on, truth seekers. Come on. This is so bad. This is so, so terrible. And so here we have Judith Miller today, being sentenced to an open-ended term, can't last more than the grand jury will last, which is maybe 180 days. And take a look at how long Martha Stewart went to prison for lying to the FBI. And think about why we impeached a president, because he lied about his girlfriend. And here we have Judith Miller, who probably, and this filthy Robert Novak, who by the way, has probably been a CIA asset for the past 40 years. There is, let me just state it for the record, okay, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Robert Novak is a CIA asset. Is, has been, will be. More in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. American woman, listen to what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business?
You're
going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
This is Rachel here on Air America Radio. If you're listening to Air America, you're smart enough to know that there are laws to protect you from sex discrimination, that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that you have the right to take time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also know that in these times, discrimination is alive and well in corporate America. In the area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side, lawyers who will advise you about what to do before the situation goes from bad to worse. Talk to the Women's Rights in the Workplace Advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser before you take any steps which may affect your livelihood. If you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the Women's Rights in the Workplace Advocates. They'll help you to stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEM-LAWS. That's 866-FEM-LAWS. Or check them out online at www.womensrightsny.com.
Knowledge is power. Mastery of vocabulary, reading, grammar, and math are essential to get ahead in today's competitive job market. Any student not using Merit educational software puts themselves at a disadvantage. Merit software is designed to address the core competencies students require to succeed. Merit software provides personal responses to students' questions. Merit software designs its software in-house and integrates customer feedback into every product they create. All Merit software tracks student work in an easy-to-use record management for teachers, tutors, and parents, so you'll be able to accurately track their performance. Parents, we all want the best for our children. We want to give them every advantage we possibly can. Well, don't deny them the chance to raise their academic skills to their absolute pinnacle. Go to MeritSoftware.com today and purchase any of the incomparable software programs that will unlock your child's untapped potential. That's MeritSoftware.com to give your child the gift of success. So go to MeritSoftware.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Jesus. Man, we're not even putting through the first hour yet, Kathy. I'm just exhausted. I can't. I can't get my mind around this half the time, you know, and I know that the folks who listen to the program feel the same way. You know, it's insane. When you think about the journalists in the past who did operate with unnamed sources, with confidential sources, to try to expose the filth, the fraud, the criminal activity of various administrations, whether they were on state level, federal level, it didn't make any difference. And then you look at these people and what the New York Times has been complicit in. What the hell? When Judith Miller filed her stories, did her senior editor, did no one say, what is your source other than Ahmed Shalabi? Did nobody on the staff of the Times tell Judith Miller that no one has used aluminum tubes for centrifuges for half a century? There was no fact checker there? Or, in a more sinister tone, was the New York Times simply allowing Judith Miller to lead the charge with America's newspaper of record into Iraq, knowing full well the Times management and ownership and editorial staff, knowing full well that what they were feeding the American public was lies? Or are we to believe? I mean, what the hell? I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm not asking the question rhetorically. I'm asking it straight ahead. Are we to believe at this point that no one in the Bush crime family, no scientist, no government official, no one in the State Department, Defense Department, and nowhere, nobody, nowhere, and nobody in the media establishment in this country, with all the college graduates we've got, all the PhDs, all the master's degrees, all the people who understand, no one, not a single person was able to look at what was going on during the run-up to the invasion of Iraq and say, wait a second, this is not true? I know people did. Scott, who is the Scott Ritter did. Even Colin Powell had his doubts. But the people who had their doubts, the people that were trying to say things, were drowned out. When the New York Times is on the bandwagon, when all the networks are on the bandwagon, when the government is on the bandwagon, and some poor son of a bitch is walking along the street behind the bandwagon with a little, you know, the band is playing, let's go to war, let's go to war. And some poor devil is walking behind that parade with one of those little triangles going, ding, 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 let's not go to war because it's all lies. Ding, 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 ding. Who's going to hear? Who's going to hear that? So here we are. I mean, come on, folks. I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care if you love death and destruction and fetuses. I don't give a damn. I don't care how right-wing you are. I don't care how liberal or left you are. These bastards took us into a war. People are dying.
They're going to continue to die. The New York Times and Judith Miller and Bush and Rove and all of these pigs did this. You right-wingers, shame on you. Shame on you for not standing up with people on the left and demanding an end to this. And what did I hear today? Senator Harry Reid says that Alberto Gonzalez is okay to be a Supreme Court justice? Oh, son of a... Well, don't say it that slow, Mike, because then it sounds like a real curse word and you might get in trouble with the FCC. Okay. Don't say it real slowly. They say, son of a bitch. You know, that you can get by with. But you can't say it real slow and enunciate each syllable. But that's what Harry Reid said today. He's qualified. The guy who wrote the torture memos. The guy who greased George Bush's path so that George Bush could sign off on these directives post-fact so that people could be tortured and murdered and beaten to death. And Harry Reid stands up today and says, this man is qualified. Oh my God. And Judith Miller goes to prison tonight. Well, Judy, what can I say? Why don't you get on your cell phone or use... No, not cell phone, not in jail. Sorry. Get on the prison phone and call Martha Stewart and ask her, what's a girl to do when they're sitting in prison? A well-educated, well-to-do, well-connected girl like you, Judith.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
With Sandra Day O'Connor's exit, the Supreme Court will move in one of two directions. No, not right or left. With O'Connor out, the court will either go backward or forward. If Bush gets an activist soulmate for Scalia and Thomas, the court will not simply become more conservative. A Scalia-Thomas majority would not only reverse more than seven decades of Supreme Court legal precedents, but could also return us to a situation America faced in the beginning of the 20th century when progressive legislation, like child labor laws, was repeatedly rejected on constitutional grounds by the Supreme Court. The contemporary image of the court as a defender of civil liberties and civil rights and an ally of progress is one that developed over the course of the 20th century. It was not always so, and there are no guarantees it will remain so. So the searing battles ahead involve huge stakes. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Here are two things you could do right now on Geico.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
White men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Sound familiar? Do your kids drive you crazy? Do they push your buttons and make you mad? Do you raise your voice or even at times threaten and later wish you hadn't? Well, listen carefully because now there is hope and help. It's in the form of new video presentations by a Johns Hopkins trained board certified child psychiatrist who's helped over 10,000 children and their families.
The Simple to Follow 10-step program takes only 20 minutes to view and will teach you how to help your child behave better, much better, right away. Guaranteed or your money back. Check out the website www.2behave.com. That's www.2behave.com. Don't wait. Act now and make your family's lives easier and better. That's www.2behave.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Oil up, stocks down. A new high for crude oil prices above $61 a barrel. Analysts are warning motorists can expect gasoline prices to take off too. But stock prices were falling. The Dow Industrials dropped 101 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P both lost 10. Crude oil futures shot up nearly 3% after Tropical Storm Cindy's visit to the Gulf of Mexico disrupted oil production and refining operations. Crude jumped $1.69 today, settling at a record $61.28 a barrel. Gasoline futures rose by more than a dime a gallon, one analyst predicting a new high at the pump within days. A federal safety official says not enough has been done to fix the problem that brought down TWA Flight 800 nearly 9 years ago. Investigators say a fuel tank explosion caused the 1996 wreck off Long Island that killed 230 people on board the plane. The FAA said they would propose a rule last fall requiring big planes to install a filtering system to make fuel vapors less likely to ignite, but no rule has been proposed. The National Transportation Safety Board's executive director says rules on flammability of fuel are, quote, not significantly different than back in 96. He says the FAA has ordered airlines to make more than 60 changes to cut down on the sources of flame and sparks. New York Times reporter Judith Miller given jail time in the CIA leak case. Miller jailed for refusing to name her sources, although she did not actually write a story about the leak. U.S. District Judge Thomas Hogan says there is a realistic possibility confinement might cause her to testify. The judge had ordered Miller and Time magazine reporter Matt Cooper to testify in the investigation of the Bush administration leak of a CIA agent's identity. Cooper agreed, though, today to testify about who leaked the name of the operative. Cooper said his source contacted him just before the hearing and relieved him of their agreement. Cooper says he still will not publicly identify the source in the case. Cooper says his heart goes out to Judith Miller. He calls it a sad day for reporters and the country. George Bush has got some scrapes on his hands and arms after a bike collision with a Scottish police officer at the resort where the G8 summit is taking place. The officer taken to a hospital with an ankle injury. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says Bush was going at a pretty good speed and took a spill after the crash. It was raining. Bush needed bandages for the White House physician, and the Bush bike also took some significant damage. As the leaders gather at the summit in Scotland, one is celebrating, while some others will need some cheering up. London today was awarded the 2012 Summer Olympics.
Hey, this is Tony Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic. Showcase your strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon. All on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 888-26-VEGAS. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 888-26-VEGAS. That's 888-26-VEGAS.
A small shipping and handling charge may apply. Void where prohibited.
It's easy to tell when something is wrong with a child, right? Not when it comes to their eyes. If they can't see the board, the book, or the numbers, they won't complain because they think everyone sees just like they do. That's why it's important for every child to see an optometrist before starting school. Not being able to read or learn because you can't see well doesn't trigger a warning. That's what an optometrist does.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the brum you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Check this out. This is Chuck D. I gotta tell y'all, I got this new show. I did not disappear. I'm right here. Each and every Sunday night, 11 to 1.
Come on and join us. Gianna Garrell and my co-host,
Chuck D.
Now each and every Sunday night.
On the Real. So take a deep breath and check out our show. Each and every Sunday night. Getting in the nooks and crannies, the nitty and the gritty. My co-host is Gianna Garrell. On the Real. Right here.
At the top of the week.
This Sunday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. All I could think about today, after some of this Judith Miller nonsense had a chance to percolate, was the quotation, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." And I just remembered that from studying Shakespeare. And then I realized it's not Shakespeare. I thought, no, it's in Hamlet. No, it's in Macbeth. No, it's not in Shakespeare at all. It's Sir Walter Scott. All right, let's do some phone calls here. Brian is calling from New York City. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's a real honor to be talking to you.
My pleasure.
Mike, at the height of your presentation a few minutes ago, you said that Judith Miller is in jail because she is an accessory to mass murder and war.
Yeah, accessory after the fact or before the fact, yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to quibble with those words, but do you see that your statement can be false even if she is an accessory to mass murder and war? Right? Because in reality, that's not why she's in jail. And that's the point here. She's not in jail for that reason. If she were in jail for that reason, then we could celebrate, like you said. But she's in jail for a completely different reason.
That's
an important legal point.
Please don't make the mistake of taking everything I say on this program in a literal sense. Now, I've had this discussion before, and I've tried to explain to people that a lot of what you hear me say is offhand, it's metaphorical, it's an analogy, it's comparison. In this instance, I think Judith Miller being in prison, while it has nothing to do with the charges against her, is karmically justified because, in my opinion, she is, in fact, an accessory to mass murder. Hold on. So that essentially is what I'm saying. I understand what the charges are against her, and I understand why, at least I understand as well as anybody in the country understands why the judge put her in jail. It had nothing to do with the invasion in Iraq. I understand that.
But it's important why people get put in jail. You can't say, well, I don't like that person. I'm glad they're in jail, even though they got put
okay,
in jail.
Okay, well, I thought I had made that clear. If I didn't make it clear to you, Brian, I apologize. I thought I made it clear. I think most people do understand why Judith Miller is in jail, because she refused to obey the order. No, hold on. She refused to obey the order of the court, which was to reveal whatever it was that that the special prosecutor wants, Fitzgerald wants. It has nothing to do with war.
Right, and therefore we can't celebrate it. Therefore we can't celebrate
it. No, I can celebrate it. I can celebrate it. I can drink and dance and raise huzzas because this person is in jail.
No,
it's like somebody who, wait a second. Al Capone was a murderer, but he would never went to jail for murder. He went for jail for tax evasion. I still celebrate his going to jail.
Which he was guilty of.
Okay.
I mean, this is an important point. You know, this is why liberals are torn over this point. I mean, this is...
This is a liberal who's not torn at all.
Let me tell you why this is going to hurt us, okay? Let me tell you why this is bad for us strategically. Because you prove every night that Republicans are more corrupt than Democrats, okay? And you all know that they like to operate in more secrecy, okay? Secrecy and corruption are their hallmarks, right? So an anonymous source is more likely to be exposing something, you know, that they did. An anonymous source is more likely to be acting in our benefit than their benefit. And that's probably why the rule...
Not with the Bush crime family. Hello? You know, I prefaced everything by saying we have fallen completely through the looking glass. Up is down, left is right, black is white. Are you serious when you say that a leaker in the age of Bush is more inclined to benefit us than to benefit the Bush Nazis? Come on, Brian.
All right.
Get real, pal.
All right, that's good. All right, I made a mistake there. Okay, but it could work to our benefit, too. Like, you know, of course, deep throat. I mean,
this is not an innocent whistleblower that Judith Miller is protecting. Judith Miller is protecting someone who committed, A, crime, B, possibly a war crime, C, maybe an act of treason. So you have come to the wrong... No, Brian, stop. Brian. You've come to the wrong forum to defend Judith Miller on any level.
It's not an easy issue, Mike.
No, it's a clear... It's a very easy issue. It's very easy. Don't... No, Brian, don't make it complicated. It's not.
Unfortunately.
Don't do the thing that liberals or progressives are almost genetically programmed to do, and that's to take a simple issue and complicate it. This woman is guilty of protecting a criminal. That's why she's in jail.
No, not really. She's in jail because she refuses to reveal an anonymous source.
Right, okay.
In this case, it's not... Okay, Mike, I'll just finish by saying that, you know, you just spent about 20 minutes arguing the fact that, you know, Judith Miller is a war criminal. I mean, it conspired in the whole Bill of Peace Iraq war, and, you know... And that's,
right.
That's all granted. But that's really not... I don't think that's to the point here, because...
Okay, we're going around in circles. Brian, we're going around in rhetorical circles here. Either I'm chasing your tail or you're chasing mine. I already stipulated that I understand, and I thought you understood that I understand, that Judith Miller is not in jail because she's a war criminal. She's in jail because she disobeyed a court order.
Right, and I'll say that's important, okay? And that's it. I'll just leave it like that.
Okay, right.
Why she's in jail. Thank
right.
you, Mike.
Thank you, Brian. No offense to Brian. I'm not going to talk about him after he's gone. Let me digress. Something I said when Brian was on the phone. That's exactly what liberals do. I'm a liberal. I know. I recognize my own shadow. I recognize my own reflection. I know. I know what I do. I know what progressives do. And I also know what conservatives do. Conservatives say it's black, it's white. Liberals say, maybe it's a little bit more on the gray scale. Wait a minute, let me see it again. No, it's moving a little bit more to... No, it's more black. Well, damn, I don't know. Well, it could be black, it could be white. I'll tell you what, let's compromise and call it gray. Okay? Now, that's an advantage. That's why liberals and progressives are able to think. That's how we are able to reason. That's why we are progressives. That's why we are liberals. But even to liberals, even to progressives, this one anyway, some things are crystal clear. The Judith Miller New York Times story is one of them. That's all. I mean, if she knew the identity of a mass murderer but wouldn't tell the judge who it was because she'd had a conversation with him, And she said, no, Judge, I'm not going to do it. So the mass killer could be brought to justice. Would that be okay? No, of course not. But I understand. That's not why Judith Miller is where she is. She is there for the same reason that you would be, the same reason that I would be. She has disrespected the court. She said no to a judge. That's all. That is called contempt. She is in jail for contempt. Which does not alter the fact that she was responsible, along with the New York Times, as much as any one person in one organization, a media organization, in taking this country down the path of lies, deceptions, and distortions into this killing machine that has become the Iraq War. Now, we can sit here all night and split hairs and separate the two situations. And that's fine. That's fair. But as far as I'm concerned, hanging over the entire discussion is the fact that Judith Miller, along with these other bastards, are complicit in crimes against humanity, war crimes. Rick is calling from Los Angeles. Rick, welcome to the program. Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. I totally agree with you, and that last call, it pissed me off probably as much as it did you. Because we do that so much. We complicate the issue. We don't know how to frame something so that we can talk about it in a way that will get it across to everybody. And you know, we have to stop doing that. You know, I think you're absolutely right. The bottom line is protecting anonymous sources is a tool and some means to an end to provide the public with important truths.
Hey, hold it right there. Hold it right there. The public with important truths. Hold the thought. I'll come back. Got a break. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
How do you feel when you pull up at the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Like 21 past the hour. We were talking with Rick in Los Angeles. Okay, Rick, pick it up where we had to leave it, if you don't mind.
Oh, no problem. Protecting anonymous resources is a tool. It's a means to an end. It's not a sacred principle unto itself, you know, because she wasn't protecting an innocent whistleblower.
She's protecting a criminal.
Exactly.
And there's one hell of a difference.
And I think the best way to look at it is the difference between Watergate and this issue, because in Watergate, a reporter acting like Miller wouldn't be meeting Mark Felt in a parking garage. She'd be probably talking on the phone with Haldeman or John Dean, trying to get gossip about Bernstein or Woodward, or trying to make Sirica look bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a big issue. We have to understand that this is not a freedom of the press issue. This is the press so far being used by this administration to push propaganda, and that propaganda. And that attack has caused a CIA operative to be exposed,
mm-hmm.
and she is complicit in that. You know,
there's nothing
heroic about her going to jail.
No, and the thing that really upsets me is, I can just see tomorrow's front page of the New York Times and their lead editorial. You know, while they claw and scratch and scream and bitch and complain about the fact that press freedom in this country has taken another hit from the Bush crime family, which is simply not true. It just isn't. And it's going to be picked up by media around the country. Everybody's going to be saying this. Everybody on CNN, everybody on MSNBC. It's going to be reduced to this simple issue so that, the folks in Podunkville who give a damn can say, that's what it was. It was, another attack on the press, which it is not. It is not. And what really pisses me off is that people like Judith Miller and organizations like the New York Times commit themselves to publishing lies, distortions, and innuendo so that to the extent that when the noose tightens around their neck, you and I are left with the perception, until we get behind the perception, that it's just an attack on the press.
I totally agree with you.
And I hate this. I hate what the Bush administration has done. I hate what media has done. They have made up, down, black, white, and red, yellow. Everything is reversed. It's driving me nuts.
And if you think about it, I mean, it's amazing. Out of all the people that have are so-called journalists that have written about this and have been principals in it, the only one that was actually accurate was Joseph Wilson in an op-ed piece in the New York Times.
Yes!
Which started it.
Yes!
I mean, it's totally amazing. And if I can say really quickly, too, I think that people need to call their local papers and local TV stations, because there's not one member of that liberal White House press corps that's asked McClellan over 3 days about this.
I just read something that McClellan, somebody sent me that on the press plane on Bush's way to another bike-a-thon, that nobody asked McClellan anything about none of this.
Exactly.
These cowardly bastards. Whatever. Rick, thanks. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have a nice evening. Tracy is calling from Connecticut. Tracy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. Thank you for answering my call.
Sure.
I agree with your last caller and you. You guys are right on the money here. This whole thing with Judith Miller, it's bogus. It stinks. She's a planted asset from somebody, and she's being rehabilitated by all of this.
Yeah.
The American public is now thinking she lost all her credibility, and now this is a way to rehabilitate her.
That's a good point.
Why was she part of the investigation if she didn't publish anything anyway? Who knew she knew anything? How did she get involved anyway if she didn't publish anything?
I hear you.
Wait, who told them that she? Who's the one that told the investigator that she knew anything about this or was told anything about this?
Right.
Where did that come from? If she didn't publish anything, but you know, the New York Times, this is the way they've been operating since the start of this whole thing. Where were they on 9/11? They didn't reveal one. They didn't have one story that was a breaking story.
Can you hold a second? Will you hold on a second, Tracy? All right, I got to do a break. I'll come right back to you. Just hold that thought. Where were they on 9/11? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West.
three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television. Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Americans for Energy Independence at EI2025.org urges you to take action and free our nation from the grip of foreign oil imports. Before you purchase your next car, truck, van, or SUV, consider that $200 billion of our hard-earned dollars will be spent purchasing foreign oil, money that goes to many questionable governments. Nearly $40 billion will be paid to Saudi Arabia alone. You can make a difference, and your voice will be heard at EI2025.org. We must make the Middle East strategically irrelevant, and you have the power to help. Join us. Americans for Energy Independence is dedicated to making our country energy independent by the year 2025. But we need you. Get involved and explore the possibilities at EI2025.org. Together we can claim our nation's second independence. EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Jerry Springer.
Where is suddenly this culture of life? Why don't we care about people between the time they're born and before they die? Why is that ignored? While they're on this planet, in pain, in suffering. We just don't care. We have to make our points. We have to show how righteous we are. We have to show those liberal hippies.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
By glance at the headlines, just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. The best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
God. Every time I hear that, I just want to, I just get a backwash of stomach acid, you know? All right, back to Tracy in Connecticut. Tracy, where were we?
Well, we were talking about 9/11. We started on.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But you know, and I was talking about the media. And I'm an old lady. I've been reading the New York Times since the 60s. Used to be two sections. That's it. Two sections, right?
Right.
All the news, two sections. The thing is huge now, and there's nothing in it. And what's in it is inconsistent. You can get a story that'll say, "Oh, the air traffic controllers knew nothing about what was going on," but you can read a Larry Johnson little piece that says that a plane flying over LaGuardia was told they had to leave because the 767 that just, American 767 that just flew out of Boston hit the World Trade Center.
Right.
So there's no consistency in what story they're putting forth. They've got people that are working for, I don't know who. I don't think it's them. I think they got people on their payroll that are working for someone else. And, you know, you're not getting any news from them. So, you know, your little quote from the president, he's not so wrong, you know. You're not getting, I don't feel like I cancel my New York Times. I'm not getting news from them. But then you look at the foreign press, and we find out we're shooting at Italian reporters in Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a real problem here. Because
I hear you. I hear you. Without a vigorous, truthful media that reports and does not distort, no matter who asks them to distort, we're in trouble, and we don't have that right now, and that's a shame. Tracy, thanks for checking in, okay?
Thanks for your show, and keep at it.
All right, I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I subscribe to the Times. I have for a long time. I think some of their writing is just the best writing available, whether it's news or feature pieces, like Science Times, it comes every Tuesday. It is a great section. I read practically every word in that section. Arts and Entertainment, Frank Rich, Krugman, sometimes even Friedman. Not often. Okay, don't write me emails now. Tell me Friedman is a Nazi plant. You know, just. But you understand the letters to the editor section and their news stories. So, you know, I just wonder. I have to wonder: is it incompetence on the part of the supervising editors, you know, the managing editor, the news editors, the people whose decisions it is or they are to whether or not to run a piece, no matter who wrote it. You know, think about the failure using the Jason Blair thing as kind of the touchstone. You know, the Times went through all these mea culpas and, oh my God, we're going to have a public editor now, and just, oh Jesus, how did this happen? And then they run stories. You know, Jason Blair did not write articles that sounded the cowbells and the trumpets for war. Judith Miller did. Jason Blair was a two-bit punk who wrote feature stories that were all made up. Oh, yawn. Plus, he was a pretty good writer. But he should have written fiction. That's all. Judith Miller was writing fiction and passing it off as news. And it's terrible. It's terrible. It's awful. So, New York Times. Are they guilty of complicity in this horrible thing that has happened in American media in the past 2.5-3 years? Are they guilty of complicity? Or are they guilty of simple just the inability to police their own staff? What is it? You know, if I'm to believe the former, that they're complicit in this, then, okay, all right, get the tinfoil hats. Here we go, big media conspiracy. You know, I understand. I do understand that a certain number, I don't know what it is, large or small, a certain number of people in media in this country are CIA plants, whether they're writers or editors. There is no doubt in my mind. Is there any in yours that Bob Novak, it does not work? His main paycheck is from the CIA. Does anybody doubt that? Oh, please, for God's sake. The last time I worked at CNN, CNN International, when we came back from Chicago, and I had heard stories that the CIA had put three employees into CNN. Two were writers, one was a supervising producer. And I went to some of my friends. I hadn't worked for CNN since 84, and in 2000 I went back to work for them, so it had been 16 years. And I went to a couple of my friends who had been there ever since CNN went on the air. Yeah, absolutely. I've got friends who have been there for 25 years now. They're being forced out because they're making too much money. And I said, is this story true? And the answer I got from everybody, of course it's true. Come here. Took me down the hall. Took me into the newsroom. Because I worked at CNN, the second time, international. And they pointed people out to me. I said, well, how in the hell, why is everybody sitting here acting like this is a normal Tuesday if you've got CIA people working in the newsroom? And the answer was a simple, those decisions are made way above our pay grade, but we all know about it. Now, that's just my little 10-cent experience with CIA people in media. But what I've come to understand from people far smarter than me who have worked in print, I think television news is a joke. It's an oxymoron, television news. Second, as we've discussed many times in this program, the primary function of television, no matter what it is to get you and me to forget. But it's print, the print medium, newspapers, editorial writers. Oh, my God. I think that's why so many people in media went berserk when they found out about Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher and these other right-wing shills, whores, pigs that were writing op-ed pieces. Not news, okay, granted, but op-ed pieces while they were on the payroll of the Bush crime family. You don't do that. If you want to maintain the freedom of your country, you must have an independent press. Screw television. It doesn't amount to a hill of snot. Radio is the same, except for this network. So where do we turn historically, even in the age of television? You go to print. I had a friend that said, he was a radio guy, and he said, no, you stick with radio. What did he say? If you hear it, it's news. If you read it, it's history. What happened yesterday or last week to me is not history. It's as contemporaneous as anything going on in my life. Who decided that 15-minute news cycles were what mattered? 20-minute news cycles, 1 hour, 24-hour news cycles were what mattered. Who decided that? Who made that decision? I'll tell you who made the decision. The advertisers. The corporate thugs who moved in to television news. But to have people like a Judith Miller, to have organizations like the New York Times, who should have known better. Oh, my God. The New York Times, the newspaper of record. I'm coming home, Elizabeth. I mean, really, it's just, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the New York Times standing out there today, their executive editor, whoever the hell, manager, I don't know, the guy, Bill somebody, standing out there bemoaning the fact that this contemptuous writer who is protecting criminals who took us into war is going to go to jail for disobeying a court order, contempt of court. And he's standing there making it a First Amendment issue. No, it's not! I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but our friend Shelby over at RadioPower.org, she writes to me, she said, Mike, a simple way to explain this is that if a psychologist, priest, reverend refuses on the grounds of confidentiality to disclose the identity of someone who committed a crime, they, the psychologist, priest, or reverend, are treated as an accessory to that crime. Judith Miller is not protecting a source. She is protecting the identity of a criminal. You know, so there you have it in four sentences. Lewis is calling from Coral Springs, Florida. Lewis, thanks for holding on.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Lewis.
I have a good response for Carl Rove's statement.
Okay, all right, let her rip. What is it?
My pet goat.
What now?
My pet goat.
Yeah, what about
your... Do you get it?
No, all right, you lost me. Start out... The...
Well, Carl Rove said that all these things about liberals.
Yeah.
That all these things that he said. Well, what about Bush? When 9/11 happened.
Oh yeah, that's what he was reading to the children, or trying to read. There were some compound sentences in there that he had trouble with, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that he was reading My Pet Goat for like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's totally unbelievable. It makes me want to smack somebody around. You know what I'm saying, Lewis?
Yeah, and Dick Durbin was perfect. He was right on the money. His statements were perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Lewis. I got to break here. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate you checking in.
Pretty much my cousin Bob. I even got my grandma when she was working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, my little baby in your brown. Brainwashed by the military, brainwashed under duress. Brainwashed by the media, you're brainwashed by the press. Brainwashed by computer, brainwashed by mobile phone.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Knowledge is power. Mastery of vocabulary, reading, grammar, and math are essential to get ahead in today's competitive job market. Any student not using Merit educational software puts themselves at a disadvantage. Merit software is designed to address the core competencies students require to succeed. Merit software provides personal responses to students' questions. Merit software designs its software in-house and integrates customer feedback into every product they create. All Merit software tracks student work in an easy-to-use record management for teachers, tutors, and parents, so you'll be able to accurately track their performance. Parents, we all want the best for our children. We want to give them every advantage we possibly can. Well, don't deny them the chance to raise their academic skills to their absolute pinnacle. Go to meritsoftware.com today and purchase any of the incomparable software programs that will unlock your child's untapped potential. That's meritsoftware.com to give your child the gift of success. So go to meritsoftware.com today.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A three-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. It's about 10 before the hour. Pamela in Long Island provided me the name Bill Keller. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name, the guy at the New York Times. He was the one that replaced Hal Raines. And for those of you who remember, Hal Raines hated Bill Clinton. They were both white Southern males. I remember when Hal Raines was a bureau chief for the New York Times here in Atlanta. I had a couple of occasions when I met him. This is a long, long time ago. And then he, I think Hal Raines is originally from either Arkansas himself or Mississippi, one of the two. But Hal Raines couldn't stand Bill Clinton. Like I said, just every single white Southern male couldn't stand Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton was outside, just enough outside the box for white Southern males. You know, he wasn't an overt racist. He was married to an uppity broad from Illinois. You understand what I'm saying? Bill Clinton just thoroughly pissed off white Southern males. And Hal Raines was one of the people that Bill Clinton pissed off the most. So when Clinton was elected president, and Hal Raines was the editor at the New York Times, the stops were all pulled out. And if I remember right, it was Jeff Gerth, G-E-R-T-H, whom Hal Raines unleashed on Bill Clinton and said, "Get the son of a bitch." And it was Jeff Gerth who started publishing the stories about Whitewater, a land deal that the Clintons lost money on. There was not even a pimple on a frog's ass, but they turned it into Ken Starr. So when they got rid of Hal Raines resigned. He was one of the ones that resigned after the Jason Blair thing, right? And when Hal Raines resigned, they brought Bill Keller on. And thanks, Pamela, for his name. You know, I thought, okay, things are going to turn around a little bit. And then when they appointed, now I may have this timeline all wrong, but then they appointed the public editor, more or less an ombudsman, to oversee what the Times did, who was supposed to operate independent of the editorial advertising, both editorial and advertising staff in the New York Times. And he was to be provided a column inches, once a month? And so far, the new ombudsman, I think he's only had two columns out, and okay, all right. But, you know, the way they went after Jason Blair, didn't the New York Times publish something like a 7,000 or 8,000 word article on Jason Blair and all the chicanery he'd been involved in and how he had sullied the gray lady's reputation? Right? Am I wrong in that? I know it's just massive amounts of ink. Went to the Jason Blair mea culpa story published in the Times. Jason Blair, as far as I know, never wrote a piece that did for the Bush crime family in war what Monica did for Bill Clinton. But Judith Miller did over and over and over and over again. So where's the public editor at the New York Times about Judith Miller? Where is Bill Keller? So when I watched him today outside the courtroom in Washington, was it Washington? Washington, D.C.? And saw that what I think was live footage. I don't know. Maybe it was file footage of Judith Miller walking away with kind of a smirk on her face, like, "Hey, all right, now I'm going to serve maybe 20, 30 days, and then the crime family will pay me off. I'll be rewarded handsomely." I know. I'm just reading into everything, right? It's just my fevered imagination. But when I saw Bill Keller out there today, I just thought, "Oh, damn! Don't, please, don't, please, don't." Be saying what you're saying. But Bill Keller doesn't listen to me. Neil in Indiana wrote, "Mike, I spent 12 years in the 70s and early 80s as a journalist. I bailed out when I saw the direction the media was going. The bigger the market, the bigger and more frequent were the lies. I bailed because it wasn't going to be part of the problem. I was brought up in the traditions of Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, Ernie Pyle, and Barney Cowherd, and 1,000 reporters and editors who had the backbone to tell the truth. You know as well as I that we have none of that now. The foundation for what we have now was laid during the Reagan years. Media has been bought and sold, period. Like the rest of the political paradigm, it's trash and needs to be replaced. Repair won't do. Yes, Judith Miller needs to be tried for treason. So should Robert Novak. So should the whole Bush misadministration." Neil, and his last name, Indianapolis. I guess it's Indianapolis. He always signs Indy. So I guess it's Indianapolis. All right, we have a break coming up here. Well, not for a while. When we come back, though, more phone calls, and we're also going to... I want you to hear the pig man. We've got a quote taken from MediaMatters.org. Rush, this out-of-control maniac, he needs to get back on his OxyContin. This guy is going insane, okay? Now, when I shout and yell, it's always righteous. When the pig man shouts and yells, it's because he's a drug-addled freak who's going through a horrific withdrawal and needs to get back on his illicit drugs. Right? You agree with that, don't you? So we got that coming up. But also, what happened to Bush today in Glen Eagle, Scotland, I think it's proof that Bush has fallen off the wagon. Is that the expression, or is that kind of an outdated expression now? Bush is no longer a dry drunk. He's now an active drunk. And what else do we have? We have a few other things tonight that we want to get to, and your phone calls. All right, so stick around. The fun hour is coming up. For those of you listening on WLIB in New York City, jump over to the internet or switch to satellite radio, and I'll see you around the corner. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Locke with the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind, advanced digital audio training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dream. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Jamaicans are bracing for the onslaught of Hurricane Dennis as the storm closes in on the island nation. The effects of Dennis are being felt there and on the island of Hispaniola. Heavy rains have resulted in flooding and mudslides. Weather bug meteorologist Joe Bartoszek says people in states along the Gulf of Mexico have time to prepare for Dennis.
Possibly as early as Sunday, maybe not until Monday evening. So that's, what, 4 or 5 days already now that we're talking about for folks to prepare. So really everybody should, you know, start getting their preparations underway.
Meanwhile, thousands of people in Louisiana and Mississippi are in the dark after Tropical Storm Cindy roared through part of the Gulf region and up through the south, taking down power lines and trees. President Bush has arrived in Scotland for the G8 summit of major industrialized nations. Bush was greeted at the Glasgow airport by Prime Minister Tony Blair. Aid to Africa and global climate change will dominate the G8 summit. The band at the Glasgow airport wished President Bush a happy birthday. New York Times reporter Judith Miller was sent behind bars on Wednesday. She said she could not reveal her source to a grand jury investigating who leaked an undercover CIA operative's name to the press. Miller must stay in jail until she agrees to testify or for the rest of the grand jury's term, which ends in October. London has won the race to host the Olympic Games in 2012. The British capital beat off stiff competition from Paris, Madrid, New York, and Moscow. Suzanne Chislett reports.
A huge cheer went up in Trafalgar Square in central London, where thousands had gathered to watch the announcement on television screens. It was for many a surprise win. Paris has consistently been the bookies' favourite, but people across the UK have welcomed the result. British Prime Minister Tony Blair's already named former sports minister Tessa Jowell as the new Olympics minister. She'll liaise with the 2012 committee to ensure everything's delivered on time. Work on the Olympic site had already begun, but will now continue in earnest as the countdown clocks, which were ticking their way down to the host city announcement, and now reset to 2012. Suzanne Chislett, London.
Former FBI Director L. Patrick Gray died early Wednesday morning at his home in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Son Edward Gray, who lives in Lyme, New Hampshire, says he died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 88. Halliburton has landed a new $5 billion contract for work in Iraq. Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberger of New Jersey criticized the latest deal. He said, quote, "Why don't we just hand Halliburton the keys to the U.S. Treasury and tell them to turn off the lights when they're done?" Vice President Dick Cheney ran the company from 1995 to 2000. You're listening to Ear America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
How do you feel when you pull up at the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. 7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Yeah, never. I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Just a couple of quick emails here. This is from Glenn in Montgomery, Alabama. He writes, Mike, Judy Miller's printed sins were compounded by her appearance on shows like Oprah's prior to the war. You could see that her propaganda was effective when members of the audience would stand up and say, I'm convinced that we need to do something about Saddam Hussein. This woman will be right where she belongs. Tom in Ann Arbor writes, Mike, don't know if you've touched on this tonight, but let's not forget Judith Miller's friendship with David Kelly. Kelly, as I'm sure you remember, was the UK scientist who leaked information regarding the sexing up of intelligence regarding weapons of mass destruction and was subsequently found dead in a wooded area not far from his home. The death was, of course, ruled suicide. Kelly had emailed Judith Miller that there were, quote, many dark actors playing games, end quote, the day before his suicide, begging the question, Who were these dark players, and could they include a U.S. intelligence asset at the New York Times? You can find links to this relationship, and then he lists a few, Daily Coast and From the Wilderness. Then Tom writes, why is it that Judith Miller's name seems to get tied to so many bizarre situations relating to the key scammers in the bogus march to war and the rotating list of rationales for what has become a major league screw-up? Why is no one wondering why she is such a magnet for scammers, players, and unfortunates? I agree with you. She deserves to be in jail for her collaboration with the Bush crime family. But her being in jail could actually prove to be beneficial for her other, quote, sources, end quote. Finally, with the degree to which she checks the facts from the lowlifes she calls sources, she could end up getting a treasure trove of information from her cellmates as credible sources, as we know jailhouse snitches certainly are. And our Aurora, Illinois Bureau Chief, Mary Ann, who hasn't called the program in about a year, emails in a scenario from the Washington Post. Apparently the Post has come up with this and is coming out in tomorrow's issue, well, today. Fitzgerald, that's the prosecutor, Mary Ann writes this, Fitzgerald may learn more details from Cooper's notes, the Time magazine guy. Sources close to the investigation say there is evidence in some instances that some reporters may have told government officials, not the other way around, that Wilson was married to Plame, a CIA employee. You get this now? This is Washington Post take on this. They're going to say that the reporters may have told the government officials, not the other way around. Marianne writes, we've come to a scenario. Here it is. An official leaks Valerie Plame's name to a reporter. The reporter wants a confirming source. So the reporter calls a second official and says, is it true that Joe Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, is an undercover CIA agent? Voila. The second official just found out from a reporter. Actually, Marianne writes, it's possible that a lot of officials found out from reporters. See, then it was, quote, common knowledge, end quote. We are through the looking glass. Was it several months or a couple of years ago? I keep forgetting. I feel like I've been with Air America my entire radio career, which is not true. I've barely been here a year. But I guess it was with the other network I worked for before it went belly up. And one of the things that we found interesting, people listening to the program, was this Office of Disinformation that was being put together. I think it was first in the Pentagon, then it moved to the State Department, and then it just disappeared off the radar scope because a lot of people said, oh, no, you can't do that. The quickest way to make sure that a fascist government arrives at and stays in power is to totally screw up the citizenry. Tell them lies, feed them distortions, half-truths, hire somebody like Rush Limbaugh and his parrot, Sean Hannity, turn them loose on an unsuspecting population with their lies and distortions, have the government, the most powerful branches of the executive part of government, the Defense Department, the State Department, and now the Department of Homeland Security, have those departments filter out to compliant media all sorts of lies and crap and distortions and total bat squeeze. Send it all out there. Flood the airwaves. Flood the media with stuff that the people doing the flooding know is not true. Now, where in the hell are you and I supposed to turn? Okay, we have the bloggers now, but 3 years ago, where were we supposed to go? Where were we supposed to get the truth? Our institutions, those institutions so necessary to the survival of a free country, have been compromised, have been rendered totally ineffective, out of order, AWOL. They're gone. So where do we go? Who do we talk to? Who do we listen to? How do you sit there and listen to a newscast? You know, this is a game I play now. I will still watch those 22-minute newscasts that ABC, NBC, and CBS puts out every night as
the nightly news.
Oh, you know, I'll watch those, and I'll see what the stories are. And if it's a story about sharks eating a kid, or, and I mean no disrespect with that, if it's about tornadoes or hurricanes coming, you know, those stories I give lots of credence to. If it has anything to do with the war in Iraq, anything to do with the swamp of lies and distortions in Washington, anything to do with the Bush crime family, anything to do with any member of Congress, Democrat or Republican, I sit there and listen to the story and try to figure out how much of it is total BS. How much of it is if the real story is the exact opposite of what the news reader is presenting to me as fact. And you know what? When I play that game, in so many instances, a week later, a month later, a year later, I find out it was all a lie. It was all a distortion. Every single bit of it. Now, I don't know what to do. And I've said that before. You know, I've said many times, you don't come to this program for answers. Please. Now, you can get answers. You can go to Tom Hartman's program. He's got answers. And I think Janine and Sam have answers. But no answers here. Nothing. All we have is questions. And I just wonder, what the hell are we supposed to do in order to maintain at least some sense of balance so that we can govern ourselves? Isn't that the free flow of information? Is that not one of the elemental necessities of self-governance? You got to have a free flow of information so you can make decisions. What if we had no weather bureau? No way of knowing when a storm was coming. Well, it'd be hell, wouldn't it? So now we have no media, no way of knowing what is truth and what is fiction. Well, there is an answer to that question. You know, we very seldom have answers on this program, but the answer to that question, if you've got the strength, is to go to the internet, because there is a lot of BS out there. We understand that, but there are websites now that have proved themselves to be completely devoted to the truth. You know what they are. You have your favorites. I've got mine. We exchange them. That's the only place you can go anymore, Truth Seeker. That's the only place you can go. You know it as well as I do. Above ground, let's call that underground media, cyber media, whatever you want to call it. But above ground, the television, the newspapers, the magazines, there's still a few shards of truth laying around that you know, people stub their toes on or cut the bottoms of their feet on, but most of it is mush, swamp water, quicksand, trash, garbage, lies, distortions, misinformation, disinformation, deliberately put out there. Keep your head above the swamp, okay? You got to. Come on, Truth Seeker. You got to. So do I. All right. When we come back, I want you to hear a Limbaugh going crazy. Oh, Rush, Death by Temptation, Limbaugh. And then we're going to take some calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps your burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-360-1716. 1-888-360-1716. That's 1-888-360-1716 for Right Size Smoothies.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711. If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. The other day, Bush called on the right-wing neo-fascist religious psychopaths in this country who put him in office. Bush called on those groups to, in his words, tone down the heated rhetoric over the Supreme Court vacancy. That was the other day. Remember that? And you know, Bush really wants to nominate Alberto Gonzalez, the torture boy. Like he said, was it today? He said, well, you know, I'm loyal to my friend. Somebody goes after my friend, you know, I get angry. You know, whatever. So the pig man, whom Bush described as, he's a good friend. When he appeared on Limbaugh's program, well, I'll just let the pig man express it in his own words. And thanks to MediaMatters.org for this little gem. It's real apparent that the pig man really has a Jones for the Supreme Court, if you'll pardon the expression. You know, Russia's starting to make Zell Miller seem calm and composed by comparison. When you couple this out-of-control explosion with, when was it, last week's description of the Supreme Court justices as a nine-headed deity, I think it's fairly clear that this oxymoron is either back on the drugs or desperately needs to get back.
I'm tired of these Democrats acting like they won the election. When somebody needs to stand up and say, when you win the election, you pick the nominees. Until then, shut up! Just shut up! Just go away, bury yourselves in your rat holes, and don't come out till you win an election. When you win an election, you can put all these socialist wackos like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer all over the court. But until then, shut up! You are really irritating me.
I think he's pissed off because he's going to have to hand over all his medical records, right? Okay, now when you couple that with this next one we're going to play, do you need any more proof that that Limbaugh is either, it's an either-or situation. He's either back on the pharmaceuticals and he's hallucinating, or he's so far off the pharmaceuticals that some compassionate doctor somewhere down there in Palm Beach County needs to put this poor dumb bastard back on the drugs.
The judiciary to these people is God. The Supreme Court is God. God has nine heads, and God just lost a head today. And the left has to make sure their God has nine heads with at least five of them on their side. And so any assault on the judiciary, just think of it in religious terms. The left is looking at that court as God and church and sanctuary with abortion as the sacrament.
And we are going to drink blood, too, Mr. Limbaugh.
This guy's out of control. Do the shut-up thing again, will you?
I'm tired of these Democrats acting like they won the election. When somebody needs to stand up and say, when you win the election, you pick the nominees. Until then, shut up! Just shut up! Just go away, bury yourselves in your rat hole, and don't come out till you win an election. When you win an election, you can put all these socialist wackos like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer all over the court. But until then, shut up! You are really irritating me.
Pigman, no one is complaining about Bush picking the nominees. He can pick your mother if he wants to. He can pick your nose if he wants to, you dumb bastard. It's whether or not the nominee gets confirmed. When you win the election, you pick the nominees. Okay. God, this man is stupid. They're stupid and they're crazy. You know, his attorney, the same attorney that represented... remember when Bush made a big deal about one of the Kennedy cousins who was charged with rape and went to trial in Palm Beach County and was found not guilty? And Limbaugh made such a big deal about that, remember? And such a big deal about Roy Black, the Kennedy cousin's attorney.
Oh, the dirty trial lawyers!
It's the same attorney that Rush has now. Oh, this scummy bastard. Oh, my God.
Just shut up! Just go away!
No, we're here, Rush, and we have great big eyes, and we have big mouths, and we're spitting out Oxycontin all over the room. We're going to get you, Rush. See all these spiders? See all these frogs crawling up your pants leg? Oh, look up here on the ceiling. Roaches all over the walls, Rush. Just shut up. Go away. Get in your rat holes. No. The rats are coming out of the rat holes. They're on the walls, Rush. They're on the ceiling. They're on your pants. They're on your shoes. They're on your belly. They're in your jockstrap. Here they come. Oh, my God. Bugs, rats, scorpions, spiders, Darren, help me! Mommy!
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. America is a nation of workaholics. As the latest issue of Mother Jones Magazine reports, we have a hard time even leaving the office. Last year, Americans forfeited an average of 3 vacation days each. That adds up to 415 million unused vacation days nationwide. Even if we do take a holiday, 30% of us do office work while on vacation. Only 20% of Americans have passports, compared to 75% of British citizens. One study even found that some Americans develop a flu-like leisure sickness on weekends and holidays because they have such a hard time taking a vacation. So, what can we do? Well, we can thank the labor movement for the vacation time that we do have. And we can all try to relax a little bit this summer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
I make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets. markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and on Sunday nights I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is New Yorker magazine's Sasha Fair Jones. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio. The revolution starts now.
Taking all my pills, but I'm still not sleepy.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
I guess he just killed one, right? RawStory.com is reporting this. The fact that the first President Bush called those who outed CIA agents, quote, the most insidious of traitors, end quote. This goes back to 1999, remarks that George Herbert Herbert Bush gave at the dedication ceremony for the George Bush Center for Intelligence at the CIA, April 26, 1999. And the remarks are still up on the CIA website, but... Yes?
I'm sorry. It just I'm going to start laughing hysterically. The George Bush Center for Intelligence? Is that an oxymoron?
Herbert Bush.
Even still.
Anyway, here's what George Herbert Herbert Bush said at the dedication. Quote, "Even though I'm a tranquil guy now at this stage of my life, I have nothing but contempt and anger for those who betrayed the trust by exposing the name of our sources. They are, in my view, the most insidious of traitors." He went on to say, "We need more human intelligence. That means we need more protection for the methods we use to gather intelligence and more protection for our sources, particularly our human sources, people who are risking their lives for their country." They are, he said, in my view, the most insidious of traitors. Well, George Herbert Herbert, you get no disagreement from me, bro. Very quickly, this story, Bush collides with a Scotland police officer during his bike outing. Did you hear about this? Maybe we should take up a collection for this freak so he can buy some training wheels for his next tour de farce. Is he back on the booze? I think so. Remember the picture that we had on our website a couple of years ago, Kathy, where the colonels were offloading or onloading, we never could tell which, Lone Star Beer onto Air Force One? Remember that? Yeah. How many times has he fallen off a bike now? 3, 9, 147? I think one was a Segway. At least Laura wasn't driving, so no one died. Can you imagine how the world leaders who are gathered together in Scotland, these other seven dudes, here's this moron, can't ride a bike, can't ride a Segway, can't ride a horse, scared to death of horses, can't chew a pretzel, but he's real good at blowing stuff up, huh? He'll bomb the Christ out of your country for you, yeah. He'll kill 10, 20, 50, 80, 100,000 civilians. He'll send his own countrymen into the death maw of urban warfare. But by God, he can't ride a bicycle. Well, by the way, it was raining at the time of the collision. Jesus. All right, I know a lot of you have been holding on forever. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program. Hey, Lance.
What's really funny about Bush Sr. and the CIA
is
that came out of a long-standing vendetta he's had against Philip Agee, who blew the whistle on a lot of CIA crimes and stuff back during the 70s.
That's true, yeah.
And that vicious old crone, Barbara Bush, wrote an autobiography in which she accused Philip Agee of blowing the cover of a man named Welch, who was a CIA chief in Athens, Greece.
Uh-huh.
And that guy was later killed. Well, it turned out that was a lie. Agee sued Barbara Bush for libel, and they settled out of court, but she had to write him this cringing apology and remove it, that part of it, from all future editions of the book.
Uh-huh.
So you would think that after his father, one, got that law passed, making it a crime to expose a CIA agent, and his mother getting bitch-slapped with a libel suit, that Bush and his henchmen might show a little... might at least be cautious in dealing with this kind of thing.
Well, you would if you were observing a rational, coherent family. But you have to keep in mind that everybody in this family is literally a thief, a robber, a highwayman, or willing to commit all sorts of fraud in order to further his or her own personal lifestyle. And when you add to that the fact that George W. Bush hates his old man. He wants to off him. Remember the story, I forget which one of the Bush books, where he invited his old man to get it on. Let's just get down and funky
now. He wanted to fight his own father, which shows a really, I think, a diseased mind. Oh, by the way, I think that one of the people that they're looking at in this investigation is Elliot Abrams, who is one of the thugs of the Reagan administration back in the 80s. Do you remember, and I asked about this earlier, but do you remember a 60 Minutes report back during the mid-late 80s about Elliot Abrams telling everyone in South America that this dissident woman down there was a Cuban terrorist?
I don't remember that particular episode. I just know that...
because she had criticized the Reagan-Bush administration, and there was a column about it by Anthony Lewis saying that when he did that, it was obviously to intimidate someone for critiquing the White House, but also it could be argued was setting that woman up to be
murdered.
Killed as a way of intimidating her.
Right.
I can't find that article. I wish I could. It was by Anthony Lewis. But this thing with Valerie Plame, it fits Elliot Abrams' M.O. to a T.
Hmm. Well, there's so many. There's
attacks on that New York Times reporter, Alma Gilmapuerto. I know I'm saying her name wrong. Who exposed the El Mazote massacre in El Salvador.
Right.
He did the same kind of thing, saying, well, you know, she's a communist supporter and all this stuff, and she started getting a lot of death threats and things after that. And I'm thinking this, because I don't think Karl Rove is a genius like everyone says he is. I lived in Texas long enough. I know he's not that smart. But he is smart enough not to put his own name on something like that when there's a nearby patsy. Elliot Abrams is a convicted criminal.
Right.
So he already... I mean, almost everybody who lies in front of Congress uses just enough shyster language to keep themselves out of jail.
That's true.
He couldn't. So this guy's not very bright. He has a history of thuggery. I think he's neck deep in this. And his name, along with Scooter Libby and Karl Rove, keeps coming up every time they bring this up.
Yeah, you know, what is so weird about what you're saying is there are so many criminals, either convicted or not convicted, who work in this current neo-fascist regime, that it could be... There's a whole list of people. You're absolutely right about Elliot Abrams. He'd completely fallen off my radar screen. This guy is a believer in torture. He's a believer in murder.
And he has a track record of using this kind of thuggery to intimidate women who are somehow against the administration's lies.
That's right. That's right.
I'll bet any takers out there that he is neck deep in this, and I was hoping maybe if some of the researchers out there, anyone listening to this, can somehow dig up that Anthony Lewis column and also that 60 Minutes segment on it, because from what I remember, that fits this to a T.
Well, Well, that's interesting. Have you done a LexisNexis search? It costs a little bit, but that might be the best thing to do.
I haven't yet. I'm headed to the library tomorrow. I tried doing Google search, but I guess it just doesn't go that far back.
Yeah.
I also sent a letter to Anthony Lewis trying to find out where that column came from. I'll bet you he remembers it because he was a target of a bunch of thuggery, mm-hmm. and he wrote that.
Yeah, these people are insidious. These are Nixon, Reagan killers, murderers, organizers of things like School of the Americas. You know, I mean, they really, really are wicked, evil people. I don't know what's going to happen. I know what should happen to them, but I don't know what's going to...
I have an idea. Let's send them to Guantanamo, and then when they get roughed up, we say, hey, that's just fraternity hazing. Oh, that was just hazing, my friends. Oh, here's my Oxycontin.
Yeah, enjoy your chicken l'orange. Hey, listen, thanks a lot for checking in, and thanks for your patience, Lance. All right, I appreciate you checking in. Eric is calling from Minneapolis. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the program. Hey, Eric. Eric? Eric, wake up! Bum bum ba bum 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 bum. Eric? Oh, Jesus, he really, really is asleep. Okay, Eric, I get the point. He's only holding on for 2 hours. What the hell? Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Eileen.
I'm awake.
Oh, good,
oh,
good.
Oh, my God. Hey, that last guy, that was really interesting. I never thought about that. He's absolutely right.
About Elliot Abrams, yeah.
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 It's just amazing how these guys keep coming, popping back up like bad pennies.
Oh, they're awful. It's they're like vampires.
They're back. Poindexter.
Yes.
Rapante.
Yes.
The whole crowd. And these people, well, that ties into what I was going to say. There was I really like Buzzflash. That happens to be one of my favorite, it's not a blog, but...
It's an excellent news site, yes.
Yeah, sources of information. And a reader wrote in, does Miller fear her source more than jail? And I was thinking about that because, you know, I'm sure that the prospect of going to jail is fairly scary.
But if you have somebody like Elliot Abrams or Karl Rove who said very clearly,
uh-huh.
I will kill you if you reveal. Hey, hold on a second. I'll come right back to you, okay?
Okay,
we got to take a quick break here, Eileen. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. I think I know where Eileen's going with this, but she's absolutely right. Can you imagine if you got a phone call from Karl Rove or Elliot Abrams, and he said, I'm going to give you some information, and if you ever reveal that it came from me, I'll rip your head off and throw up in your neck. In other words, I'll kill you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. America is a nation of workaholics. As the latest issue of Mother Jones Magazine reports, we have a hard time even leaving the office. Last year, Americans forfeited an average of 3 vacation days each. That adds up to 415 million unused vacation days nationwide. Even if we do take a holiday, 30% of us do office work while on vacation. Only 20% of Americans have passports, compared to 75% of British citizens. One study even found that some Americans develop a flu-like leisure sickness on weekends and holidays because they have such a hard time taking a vacation. So, what can we do? Well, we can thank the labor movement for the vacation time that we do have. And we can all try to relax a little bit this summer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to the gang again tonight in New York City. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Zach Marsh, and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Our out-of-studio crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Elgin, Mark Marshall, Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in upstate New York, and Jim in Arkansas. I hope he's still in Arkansas. And, of course, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. A program note, Cindy Sheehan of Gold Star Families for Peace and AfterDowningStreet.org will be our guest tomorrow night. If you haven't read it yet, go to BuzzFlash.com and read her interview. She recounts at BuzzFlash her bizarre and chilling and sickening meeting with George Bush. She will join us about 30 minutes into the program tomorrow. That'll be 10:30 Eastern Time. Okay, Cindy Sheehan. Be here for that. All right, we were talking with Eileen in New York City. Eileen, thanks for your patience. Back to you, dear heart.
No problem. I read the piece that she wrote, Cindy Sheehan, and it just about made me cry, and I emailed her. I didn't expect an answer, but, you know, I just had to tell her that it was it really touched me. But anyway, back to the Bushies and their murderous proclivities. it makes me think of that, you know, maybe there is a connection between that the gentleman who ended up dead in England and, you know, Judy Miller.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's interesting that they wasted no time in accusing Bill Clinton of murdering people.
Oh, just a whole list of them. Oh, yeah. It went on and on and on and on.
But they always tend to accuse us of doing what they have done or plan to do.
I think the psychologists call that projection.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, if they were so quick to accuse us or suspect that, you know, people on our side would hold human life in such low esteem that we would murder people over, you know, over politics. But I believe they do it all the time.
Can you believe we're having this discussion? Eileen, it just occurred to me, here you and I sit, two, one hopes, reasonably intelligent people living in America in the year 2005, and listen to what we're saying.
It's like put on the tinfoil hats, but I'm not crazy.
No, neither am I.
You know, and it's...
These people have screwed up our country.
Completely. And these people have absolutely no conscience whatsoever.
None. You know, they are amoral. These are not immoral people. They're just amoral. There's nothing there.
To them, the end always justifies the means. And, you know, maybe they didn't have to threaten her. Maybe they gave her enticements. But I don't think that your average person would consider going to jail for anything unless they were scared. You know,
maybe I'm wrong.
But, you know, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, that would certainly work for me. I mean, there's no way in hell that I would go to jail unless I were terrified of what would happen if I complied with the court and, you know, the Bush crime family would send a hit team after me to get me. I'm just wondering if they'll have her murdered in prison and then blame it on some, you know, convicted drug dealer or something.
Would be interesting if it happened.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, I always, ever since the first time I heard about him, I just loathed Karl Rove. I just felt like this was a really diseased human being.
That's a good way to put it. He's diseased.
Just disgusting. Yeah. And from what I understand, his whole fundamentalist, you know, the things he talks about being a Christian is just for show.
Yeah.
He never really was. It just was a convenient thing to say. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very twisted individual, and he's someone who absolutely belongs in prison for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And how come I'm always the last caller? This is the fourth time in a row!
I'll tell you what. Let me go and I'll try to squeeze somebody in, okay?
You ruined my streak!
Thanks, Eileen.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. As a matter of fact, Marilyn has been holding on. Marilyn, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, very funny. Very funny show about Pigman. I just wanted to say to you about these people that claim that it's a conspiracy and all that, and how it is not a conspiracy. It's right there in front of people's faces, and that's why I believe most people can't see it, is because of the fact that it's right in front of people's faces.
And we don't want to believe that our country, our government, has been taken over by people so coarse, so
and
base.
And you know what? This is going on in history from way, way back, because if you read stuff by Scott Nearing,
uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of him?
I think I have.
Yeah.
I don't,
well,
don't remember reading
radical,
anything.
Story of a Radical or whatever. And he lived for 100 years. He died in the early 1900s. I'm sorry, not 19... late 1900s, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And he was a social scientist, sociologist, and an economic major, a doctor of economics and sociology. And he talks about all this. And it's amazing what he writes in there about what's actually, it actually is the same thing that's going on now. So the only thing you can get from it is that the whole country is based on the whole premise of the founding of this country was on, you know, trying to hide this element of people, these ultra-conservatives, who in the past it was probably conspiratorial how they would do things, but now they do it right out in the open because now they're further into government.
Oh, not only that, there's no one left to challenge them, except on our little network here and a few other places, independent
Exactly.
Journalists or talk show hosts. Hey, listen, we're out of time. We're out of time. We're out of time. Thanks.
Talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Man, you know, this definitely is one of those nights where I feel like I've got to go home and take a shower. It's just, with the pig man on the program and then that smirk on Bush's face tonight we never got to when he was talking about death and destruction in Iraq and then this whole Judith Miller thing. Oh, my God. Time for a hot shower and some lava soap. Are you old enough to remember lava soap? I'll see you tomorrow night, Truth Seeker. All right, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
TNT This Weekend from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television. Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.